Blog Talk Radio.
Because of reliance shall break every chain. Conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory again and again.
Hey, peace, everybody. It's your host, Brother Drew X. I'm with you. Today we got our Brother Kahane and Brother Mahara on with me right now. Brother Kahane, Brother Mahara, y'all on?
I'm here, come Brother on. Drew.
I'm here.
Right, I'm going to turn the program over to you guys. Brother DeWater is not going to be in today. I don't look like it. Okay, I turn it over to you guys.
Oh, wow. I was never counting on him being in there today. But anyway, I want to say greetings to the audience. I'm Baba Yashabaya. They call me Kohen, but my name is Baba Yashabaya, Ifai Beluje. And I'm happy to be on with my good friend and colleague, Brother Mihara L. The reason we're on today is because that we as African Americans need to become aware that we are under a major galactical attack. Now, with this new thing called Metaverse, some of you may have heard of it, some of you may just not pay attention to it, but what is the Metaverse? The Metaverse is a technology that's coming on board to reshape your reality, to reshape the way you think, to take over your mind. We've been on this attack for quite a while and didn't realize it because while we're being distracted with the war in Ukraine and inflation and how the world is going, at the same time they're putting a new matrix in place to control the world, not just American black people, but controls the majority of the world. I'm happy to have Brother Meher on because Brother Meher is a long-time IT brother that I've known for the years. They've been dealing with computers over for eons, and I want him on because I myself, I'm fairly new at this, but I'm not dumb to what's going on. And we've been dealing with what you call a virtual reality, dealing with we're dealing with what they call a dual society, dealing with another dimensions and all these things. And right now, we're faced with a thing. We talked about the matrix for a long time. We're going into another matrix. This thing is called metaverse. What is metaverse? Brother Meher, you may want to bring us up a little bit on that. What is metaverse?
Yeah, first of all, greetings to everyone. And it's good to be on the show again with you, Kahan. And meta. Meta has to do with the anchoring of something into something else and the something at large. And you know the word meta is a Greek word. So, again, none of this stuff is new. So how old is AI? Now, you and I had a brief conversation this morning, Cole, and I know you know this, Cole. Who
yes.
is AI in the Old Testament?
It's a deity.
Uh-huh. But is it really a deity, or is it a supercomputer?
It would be considered with a supercomputer because the world where compute means to bring things from one level to another. So we say compute means like to add up, to bring from one level to another. So I would have to go with that concept because, as we people know, many of the ancient books talk about us coming from another world, this world, a world called the dianosphere, from the dianosphere to the biosphere, which this is called a biosphere at one time, but it's no longer a biosphere because nature is at war with technology. That's what the matrix is about. Being at war with machinery, being at war with technology. And we're now in another area of another stage of war at this of technology, and it's called metaverse. So, yeah, everything deals with a deity, deification of things, recognition, and ID. ID of the God it talks about. So, yes, Brother Meher.
Yeah, and so I asked you that for a reason because I know from the classes that you have been responsible for organizing and heading over the years that I've known you, you always threw out something to give us something to think about. So, yeah, we got this thing come the Matrix movie. Well, guess what, Co? You were already on top of the situation with things dealing with the mind. Everything is always about the mind. Everything.
The mind.
So if the term meta, as we're discussing, is Greek, and I'm going to pull up the definition. And, of course, look at this. The word, all these words associated with it. Of course, metaverse, metamask. Look at this. Metastock, metaphor.
Metaphor.
Metaphysics, which says, what is it? Metaphysical definition of breath. Also dealing with the definition of mind. So we're right back to this again. So the actual other definition of the word, when you mention how they're trying to move people into, we want to say, another realm, be it false or real, we have to consider that one of the other definitions, and you almost said it, which would be a synonym, to reconcile.
Right.
To reconstruct, redo. So people are asking, what exactly happened in the 1800s? And guess what else comes with this metaverse that I posted another YouTube video up on the Israel's a Nation, Not a Religion Facebook page, it said the term incubator. when they were holding their world fairs all over the planet in the 1800s, they created an artificial people who was not from a nation. Is that not also in the Old Testament?
And it is, yes.
A foolish people. They're called a people. A non-people, non-nation. And now when you look at the words behind it, you get your word that they're also using for space. NASA. You and I discussed this morning. Yes, it's an acronym, but it's also a word. And often the case, it is a word first, and then they make it to adapt, which is to throw you off the trail of what is really going on. So NASA, what does NASA mean? What does that mean? Not the acronym, but what does it mean as a word? Foolish. That's the first definition. Insane, crazy. Not doing what's right, evil and wicked. And a lot of part is they can't do what's right. So now you have to go back to this part with the metaverse where you will be instructed and directed what to do. And in that level of it, if you fail to conform and they have you in that state of existence, they can punish you severely, possibly on the soul level.
Wow.
You kind of see where we're going with this?
And yes, and let me interject this. Why is this thing so dangerous? Because what they're doing, what Mark Zuckerberg and different ones are doing with this thing called Facebook, he brought this main thing back out. This thing, Metaverse, originated in 1992 as a science fiction type thing. What was science fiction one day is now science today. Well, fiction a long time ago is now real today. I can go back and think of back in the comic book days, we had a guy by the name of Dick Tracy. He had the first
yes.
watch you could talk into on your arm. Now we got watches on our arm that take our pulse and do everything, communicate our telephone. From that, we go from that to Star Trek. We go from that back to the Jetsons and all of these things. All that was programming to lead us up to where we are today, to shift us from one realm of reality to another, which is now a false reality. In this metaverse,
right.
You are asked to create your own avatar. How long have we been talking about Avatar, the movie Avatar, creating another
right.
person, another identity?
Right, and here's the thing. In
okay.
one of your classes, we broke down the word avatar. It's two words put together in the ancient language. So the V is a B, Abba. Abba has to do with a chief, a guide, not a chief. Before it means father, which is not in our people's language. So you're dealing with the science and the spiritual knowledge and sciences from the continent, as I know you are.
Yep.
These words, mother and father, as we're using in English, do not exist in that construct. A matrix is a construct.
Yes.
It doesn't exist. So when we look at what the title absolutely represents, a father is a guide. And far means he's the end of it. And that, which means that makes, that means that all roads lead to him. So avatar means chief guide. You're talking to the top man right there, avatar. And because the body is the embodiment of you who carried the message, Basha. So here we just say flesh. I don't even know what the hell that is anymore. Because we're not really saying anything. We have
right.
to use the ancient words because the ancient words gives breath and definition to understanding clearly. You know all the languages, and you've talked about different tribes and practices on the continent. I guarantee you every word they use is not just only ancient, but it connects with the above and as below. and realms outside of this realm.
And that's
so
where
the ancient people dealing with portals? Yes, they were. But where did the gateway start with first? Your own physical self. Because we know in the ancient language, it takes three components to describe you. The soul, the body, and the mind, which makes up the word what? Nephesh. We get
nephesh.
The English word face from that. That's how we get the word face in English. So they twisted a few things around to deal with face, persona, perception of someone. Well, that's nephesh. When you show up, people have to read you entirely to get what it is, you where you came from, and what message in the body you bear. Go ahead, Cole.
Well, not only that, look at it. So what is this world doing? What is this global concept or this thing that's going on with taking our minds and reshaping our reality to fit what they want it to be, to control us? All about controlling you, your mind,
right.
Your perception, what you consider is real, what's not real. We oftentimes talk about living in a holographic world. We know we live in a holographic world because we live what's called a parallel universe. So above,
yes.
So below. But what people do not realize, the big wall is to take over on this realm and dimension, to take over your mind and control you, to make you a slave to a system they can control and make you manipulate to do a lot of things. Don't be surprised that you find out a lot of these so-called mass killings are being orchestrated by a system frequency that's tied into this realm for population control. That's
well,
why
here's the clue.
To watch what you, the television and all these things, the first thing they start conditioning our mind with when they gave you the first hand computer, hand calculator. From the calculator, they went to the cell phone. The cell phone now is a major part of your existence because many of us cannot hardly exist without a damn cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
All the time, we use our minds. We had them big old phone books. We remember 30, 40, 50 different numbers. Didn't have no way to go through it. We knew everybody's phone number. Now you got to go to your damn cell phone to remember how to call your next door neighbor.
Right.
You know?
It's more insidious than that, Cole, because in the metaverse, they were coming out with simulators before, and I played with a lot of different simulators before computers, desktop
Definitely.
Computers and laptops really became a really big thing. So they had something called Sim World, and they weren't real people, but the program had artificial intelligence routines in it.
That's
so
right.
So you interacted with it in a way to take care of your creation, and then it came out with Sim Planet. Then they came out with Sim Farm and Sim Cities. So you played around with, you were the guy who set the standard for the taxes and everything. And then they had another simulator called Balance of Power. That was a knockoff of the actual military gaming platforms. Because you know, Colt, you've been through exercises like I have, right? And
yes.
So before you actually go to do the field training exercise, here's the nickname of the guys who came out of Louisiana who traveled around to all of our units, and they were called the gamers.
Right.
You hear that term? And these guys set up in a location, radios, field combat radios and all that stuff, and you didn't have the rest of the lower enlisted with you. You had, it's called TOOTS, training without enlisted troops, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So for senior staff, and they roll in dice, and that's how they did that, carrying these huge boards around and creating hypothetical situations and scenarios. From that hypothetical, this is metaverse now.
Right.
From that hypothetical scenario, you then put together the operation plan. And
wow.
It stays in that stage until it goes into the next level called Operation Order. And within the Operation Order, you have a little bit of flexibility that you and I know called the Frago. So while going to an objective, something unexpectedly occurs. You have enough flexibility to give a frag go, neutralize whatever the issue is, and then continue back according to the original intent of the operation plan.
Once
so now, what does this mean for us now in the
reality.
Metaverse?
Virtual reality. Remember, they removed the word unit from the word universe and gave the word metaverse. But at one time, we had a thing called virtual reality. Now we got all these kids going to school, homeschooling, and they're going on what they call virtual classrooms. All these things
right.
All a part of the same system, preparing you for the metaverse to take over. Now, the estimated time for complete takeover is for the year 2037, according to Zip, what's his name, Mark Zippenberg. He said by the year 2037, metaverse will be the major line for electronic media and for our internet.
And this is why they have to upgrade all of your infrastructure that you're using for the internet. Everything has to be – look, I had an AT&T tech here at my place laying in a new router here so we can start doing future shows and stuff like that with unlimited bandwidth.
Okay.
You hear this word? Unlimited. It operates off of light. It's not using electrons traveling through copper from outside your house anymore. That's going away. I know it's going away because they're eliminating it now. So fiber operates off of light. When you're in the metaverse, they already have these supercomputers that we have not heard of yet being brought to light. And these things operate on speeds higher than anything else. And here's the other trick, how they will be able to control you and how they'll be able to perceive your response before you respond is in Silicon Valley, CPUs are being interlaced with DNA. Come on, bro, melanin.
They say
that's the beast. In layman's terms, that's the beast.
They're using this thing, and they're called triggers. But certain word trigger, certain reaction behavior. They got a thing
they're
called
doing it now on YouTube
they
and
got
Facebook.
An algorithm tied into it that studies your behavior, and it
displays
your behavior, and they can take that and reprogram it to make you buy and do what they want you to do. Some companies are now buying into this thing for marketing purposes. They want to sell a thing. That's why sometimes you go online, you look at a pair of shoes, and you go out, and every time you come on, shoes shows up. Whatever you looked at last shows up.
Right.
And when you last went through your computer to look for certain items, it pops back up. You go look at a book. Well, here's a book you might be interested in along the same subject. How do they
know? Here's some terminology they've been using, military, economic, and as such, to let you know what you just said. When they said that the battlefield is three dimensions, and now it's four.
Right.
The way that they will fight wars in the future. They said that the system they are putting into place is a system that will help them accomplish total awareness. So this is – control is under the umbrella. Now, here's the insidious part that they'll be able to do to a person in this metaverse that they are setting up. They will be able to put – artificial images before you as though they're real. That's the virtual part. The virtual part means it's virtually real. It is like something real, but not quite, but it will interact with you. This thing will mirror you. It will become your twin flame. And everything you do in that metaverse will be duly recorded and noticed on every level from your biology on up to what is happening in your mind, how your thoughts are formed, what you're about to say. As a matter of fact, it won't be necessary to use your mouth and your vocal cords. And using your vocal cords will shut down the vocal chakra.
Yeah.
You need all your chakras. So there's quite a few things that, in other words, you will become degenerate in a whole different kind of way. And you remember the song the white boys were singing back in the day in the year 2525, such and such, such and such, in the year 3535.
Yeah.
You know, if man will still be around, He won't need his eyes or feet and his arms nor his feet. Machines will be doing it all for you. You know, that kind of stuff. I may not be quoting exactly how that song is. And then they got a young rock group that sings, they're on like the liquid metal channel. So sometimes I tune in to catch what these heavy metal, liquid metal rock groups are singing about. So one group is called Rage Against the Machines. And check out what that dude is talking about. And then you got another group called Godsmack, and they singing some stuff, and they're singing about what they're not dying for. Okay? And the image that tattooed on his hand is that of a black scorpion. And he talks about if you try to break me down, you'll only break. Okay? This is some of the lyrics that they're singing. And so they take you back with the movie that the song is pinned to of Dwayne "The Rock" Williams and Scorpion King.
Right.
So they take you to a temple, and then they got some skeletons standing up and stuff like that. And he says he is not taking – he says you put your sting down inside of me, but I'm not dying for it. He says you think we can't see your face. You hide behind your so-called goddess. Yeah, all that's in the lyrics, man. So I'm sitting there watching this stuff. And then another one by Disturbed, this is another group, one of their songs they called Stupefy. So when you hear what these guys are singing about and the imagery that they're portraying before you, they know what the heck is going on. They know.
You know, let's take it another step further. You know, they've been telling us over the years there's going to come a time that we're going to see this Jesus character in the sky. It's going to be a hologram. It's going to be coming in the sky, coming back to the earth. They're already doing that. They're taking people like Michael Jackson, Ray Charles, and they're able to project these images on the screen. And you actually think that they're really there doing things. They're still playing with the mind. The idea is to fool the mind to not be able to recognize what's real and what's not real. Back in Buddhism, that the world is an illusion. It is an illusion because what we're going through with is not the only real thing is our celestial etheric existence, and that lives in another dimension, in another realm.
Now let me edify you on that, because being in the metaverse, being in their metaverse. Remember, I said that they can produce. Because it's an artificial reality. They can produce whatever they want. Externally, now, they have that, but internally as well. Now, by having control and redirecting you to do what they need you to do, okay, it's easy when our Sky brothers and sisters and cousins come back on the scene in force, to have our minds redirected to see them as something other than what they are. In other words, they're the enemy. And they need that very much for us to be unwittingly and unknowingly part of the very first rebellion against that which should have been, that which was originally established in the earth. And here it is, the battle for Middle Earth, which is all of these continents inside of this Arctic Circle ring. The battle continues, and it's not done yet.
Not nearby. That's what I like about
it. And the sun is kicking out the proton energy, not photon, not us talking about the Schumann resonance, which happens once every 13,000 years. We're in that process right now. So now when you get to, in my background in physics, when you get to the part of being bathed by protons, proton is one of the basic ingredients inside of every atom. So to get to a proton, you have to split the atom to do that.
Right.
And now we're being bathed with this. So those of us who are of the real, non-synthetic people, we are receiving this energy, which is changing us consciously, metaphysically, to be on par in the level that we was at. So we have to go back and question, What was the original war that we've been given a misinterpretation about in all of these so-called holy writings? Because we're finding it all came from one source, and everything we have is a knockoff and a gross twist. Now, you and I understand logic, and you know where I'm going with this. When one of the philosophers, Plato, was talking, or Aristotle, was talking about the logic tables. Truth plus falsehood still equals falsehood.
All day long.
Truth plus truth is truth. So if any of the axioms in a statement, paragraph, book, however you want to say, is false, it destroys the foundation entirely of what someone was trying to bring, because now you're finding yourself to back up and question everything that's before you.
Well, see, not only that, remember what they're doing. They're going back and they're reshaping your perspective of what reality, what is real and what is not real. And that's, mm-hmm. that's the big thing is mind control. And through this metaverse of this program they got going on, many of us, many people, I would say us, because there are those who will be able to unplug. You've got to be able to unplug and reset yourself in order not to be consumed by this thing. Many of our young people are right now overtaken in these games and these computer games, and they got big world computer games and competitions, Lego reality. But all this still
Game of Thrones, all that
we're
stuff.
Doing now called Metaverse. You get your hook,
right?
Because life is a game. So the game we're playing now is for survival of one's mind.
Man, we're hitting on all cylinders today as it's trying to keep it within this time frame of the program, how much time we have for this program. And there's much to say with this. But the first part in the metaverse, what you just hit on, is the part about the control of your mind, which is what? Your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And so people like Brother Phil and all of them, they've been saying it for a minute. Make sure that your thoughts you are thinking, they're you thinking them, not the thoughts are thinking you.
And how do you go back to claim the real you from the false you that you have took into your being, you know? And then again, let's go back to the diet, the food we eat, the water we drink, the air we breathe. Everything is loaded with certain things that affect this particular artifice to perpetuate this artificial image of us, you know. And we're not really banking on this thing. But over here, I want to ask the group, is anybody on the line may have a question at this time, because we just dropped a load of stuff on the people. And some may be aware of it, some may not be paying no attention, but every way you turn, you keep seeing this word, metaverse, on TV in little small words. And you notice the image of the metaverse is actually the symbol of infinity. This is what Mark Zuckerberg is doing. When you say metaverse, the symbol that you see is like the eight on its side, the symbol of infinity. We're moving along, but I want to ask our host, Brother Drew, is there anybody online may have a question that you may want to ask Brother Mayer and myself about this thing, or may want to have a comment about what we're talking about? Keep anybody on the line to have a comment or want to interject anything, because this thing is real. Don't start getting involved now. Many of our people are going to be lost because they're going to get caught up and think what they're seeing is real when it's not real.
Right. We'll open up the caller lines. Anybody have a question? Press 1 on your phone. That'll get us. Let us know to get you in with us. I'll let you know, Brother Cohen.
All right, Brother
Mayer. I think we have one coming in right here. Caller coming out of the 618 area code. You on with us?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm on. I want to say good afternoon, everybody. And I'm enjoying the information that you share with me, but I'd like to make a comment. Now, with that metaverse, and I guess it's a comment and a question, with the metaverse, you have to buy special equipment to be able to participate. But I'm sorry, brothers, they've gone far beyond that. They can control your mind, and they don't even need equipment. this might be a way to kind of segue into that control some way. You know, I guess it's going to eventually get to the point where it's going to be on a larger scale than maybe it is now, but they can tap into your mind, they control your mind, and if you think about making sure it's your thought and not their thought, there's no way you can do that unless they reveal themselves to you. They can control you for years and years and years, and you thinking these thoughts, these repetitive thoughts, and you think it's you, but then you discover one day that your mind is being controlled. They can control all your body functions because we're nothing but great big computers anyway. So all they have to do is tap into our field. They control your body functions. I don't think they've mastered the ability for you to see images or visions with your eyes open. If you see them now with your eyes open, you can definitely tell that it's not real. It's not real. So that might be something that they will be able to do in the near future. But unless they reveal themselves to you, you don't know you being controlled. You don't know you're not falling asleep on your own. You don't know that you're waking up on your own. You don't know that you're getting angry and excited on your own. You're being controlled, and you don't know it until they reveal it to you.
Very beautiful. Thank you, sister. Thank you, my sister. And, Colt, it's okay. I'd like to respond first. First of all, that's why we didn't mention necessarily, my sister, any specific technology hardware outside of what they're ramping up people's homes with so that greater speeds, things can happen faster in terms of information flowing to and fro, back and forth. You are the interface as the body. Now, Cole and the sister who called in, I got a treat for you. Guess what the word meta in Hebrew means? It means dead.
Dead?
Yes, to be dead, D-E-A-D in Hebrew. So metaverse is a universe of zombies. This is, I'm looking at the definition right now. And it says, and funny thing, Cole, everything happens for a reason. You mentioned Mark Zuckerberg. Does Mark Zuckerberg know what meta means in Hebrew? And the answer is they answered it. Yes, he does.
Yes.
He knows.
Yeah.
So the walking dead, meaning what? You're not in control of your that soul power. But keep this in mind because I saw this in the book of Isaiah. There are those of us who have a soul. This is in one verse, I believe chapter 65. There are those who have a soul, and in the same verse, others are counted to only just have a spirit upon them. What is this spirit known as? Because it's not Ruach.
No.
It is what? A force of animation. You put your key into your car to kick the engine over. As soon as that engine is running, an electromagnetic field is created. Remember, energy and signatures are created, not destroyed.
That's right.
So when you turn that engine off, it has already made, in this dimension,
already created a signature.
An electromagnetic signature that's
already
here to stay.
Wow.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So I just wanted to, because while the sister was speaking, I just wanted to say, and yes, in the medical field, okay, they have another word, and look at how they cleverly do this, Cole. In the hospitals, your medical, your garments, you know, they put people in the gowns and stuff like that. Well, they have sensors in them. And so that world in the technology, which is interfaced to the greater side of it, is called, instead of AI, okay, they go IOT. IO, EO, everything they're using is rooted in something from the past, all of it.
Mm-hmm.
So when people were having wars and fighting and doing things of such, did we, and my sister, you texted me before, I believe. Is that correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I know who you are. Good sister. I know who you are. Please keep in mind, We're not being science fiction here. And you know, science fiction, as they say, the truth, fiction is stranger than the truth because it is rooted in truth.
It's true.
When we talk about, I got a book on my shelf called The Military History of Ancient Israel. And in this book, this book is over $100, okay? In this book, it tells you that those armies under Moses and Joshua and all of them, they were all high-tech, all of them. So we had something to prevent, to knock down, and whoever the force was they was fighting, correct me if I'm wrong, Cole, the tribe of Judah could not remove one of the Canaanite forces because it says their chariots was made of iron. You remember that phrase?
Judges chapter 8, verse 9.
That's right.
Okay,
that's the same word for the word tank.
All right, you got double caller standing by also.
Okay, go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Thank you, my sister.
Thank you, my sister.
All right, you got a caller coming out of the 817 area code. You on?
All right, I'm on. This is Red Bull. How's it going, Brother Cohen?
Hey.
Brother Manga.
Red Bull, all right. Talk to him. How's it going?
There you go. There you go. I'm going to be quiet now because the brother always got something good he going to add.
Yeah. So we're going to use the word metaverse, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that there's a such thing as ages. We had the Bronze Age, we had the Steel Age, and we may have the Metal Age, because what we have to remember is along with these ages, when they go from one age to another, then whatever substance it may be, that's what's the strongest substance at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Remember we had the Piscean Age before we had the Aquarius Age. So during the Piscean Age, we had the fish, which is the water, or Christianity. And now there's no longer Piscean Age. We're no longer in it. We have moved into the Aquarius Age. Just several years ago, remember when everybody started buying more water? At first, we could get water out the hydrant, wasn't nothing. So when we moved into the Aquarius Age, that's when water became, it was, everybody had water. The athletes, they showed a refrigerator, water everywhere. So we're moving more or less to the metaverse, which would be a different metal. Now, I was just talking to somebody just yesterday about back in the day when my uncles used to smoke marijuana. They can smoke one or two joints at a time. You know, they just pass around five for another one. I used to hear them say that. Well, I was talking to a young man, and he was like, man, right now, if you can complete one joint, you're cold. You're really good with, you know what I'm saying? You have an immune system for that. Because I know now they are adding more metals to the substances. Remember the music, heavy metal? It came in for a little while, and they were doing that LSD and mushrooms or whatever substance they was on, high on. I think it was LSD.
Yeah, LSD.
Well, LSD has more metals in it. We're not realizing when we say metals, we're thinking the particles, which is iron, metal, steels. That is exactly what it is. You know, we have gold within us. We have every metal on the periodic table within the human body anyway. You know, you have a total of 3 pounds of dirt within the body as you live, you know. So even with that, we're moving into the metals, the more a different metal. And this is the ages that we're moving into. And they are just following suit. Just like in the Bronze Age, everything was made of bronze. That was the strongest substance at that time. So they're just following suit along with the ages that has already came and went. What goes around,
you know,
comes around.
You know, my brother, while you were speaking, you just jarred my memory back to something. You know, in the book of Daniel, it talks about the final image of this beast, right? And all of the things you mention is giving you the image of what that final statue, so to speak. And you mentioned we have a certain level of dirt or mud, whatever you want to call it, in our system. So it's held with the toes, what they call, is made of clay. The feet, the foundation for which it is, and now we understand when we continue to study metaphysics and the esoteric knowledge, we start to understand why this can't stand. Why it cannot stand. And they're fighting wars currently outside of this place against our family, our Sky brothers and sisters. They're fighting battles against. I was reading an article recently where it said when you hear thunder but you don't see any rain and you got this artificial cloud cover going down, he says the thunder you actually hear is things exploding.
Yes.
Let
me explain.
It's a hell of a fight, and they're coming in through the sun.
Okay.
Again,
yeah,
they keep telling us we're people of the sun.
What you're saying that they're fighting outside of our universe, really, they are fighting what's to come. You follow me? It's almost like if you know, like Noah, he knew that it was going to rain for 40 days and 40 nights because he was a meteorologist. You follow me?
He happened to have that
information, and he didn't divulge that information to everybody because he was a meteorologist.
Right.
He already knew that what goes around comes around, so the flood was on its way. Just like we can nowadays, we can predict an eclipse. You follow me? Back then,
yes,
those
we can.
People weren't interested in the eclipse. So if Moses predicted the eclipse and it happened, they look at him as a magic man. You follow where I'm coming from?
Right.
So the fight is, you're right, we're in a clockwise, counterclockwise time, whereas the ancestry or those outside of this universe is on the linear time. So they're fighting on the linear time fragment. You follow me? Because they're ahead of. They already have. They not. They prophets. They already know. They're not predicting anything. They just have the proper knowledge, the information for what to come.
Right.
You know.
Right.
And
one of the definitions of that word you just said has a synonym. Instead of saying prophets, what is the synonym to that word? Predict. And you predict off of what? Known facts.
Exactly.
Is that another comment on the line?
Yeah. Yeah. So that's it. But
thank you, Red Bull.
Okay.
As my brother, I would greet him. I would say OCO. So he's
all right. All right. Is anybody else on the line before we go a little further?
Brother Drew, anybody else on line?
Anybody else want to get in? Press 1. I don't see nobody. Well, hold on. Yes, we just got some more callers. A caller coming out of the 773 area code. You on?
Yes, Keith. Greetings, everyone. What a fantastic lesson. Wow. This is Shonda. Hey. How's everybody doing?
Phantasmagorical.
Great. What I want to say is that it seems to me that the television, telling lies to our vision, is taking people into the metaverse quite easily. And I just wanted to just say that statement to ask you all to speak upon that, because what I see is I can particularly look at the females, and I can see that the metaverse has control of their minds by their behaviors, just looking at certain, you know, programming. So if you all could speak to that, I'll be greatly appreciative of that.
Matter of fact, there is a thing called metaverse sex and gender that we're talking about, how it's affecting in the glands and the hypothalamus area because of the information, because our brain runs up with so many it's chemicals and protons and things. And like, so it's, that's why we have this, and this is no attack on the LGBTQ community. That's why people now have a power identifying whether male or female, because it's what's going on in the psychic that's affecting in the hypothalamus gland. And it's coming through the food and the programming that we're getting from the television, internet, from electronic media, even from our damn cell phones, you know. They're programming you because those microwaves are going in there and disturbing the DNA frequencies, and thereby causing another false reality come into play, if I may say it like that and not be offend anybody. But it is,
and it leads us into cognitive distortion. Again, Cole, this is to edify what you're saying, and thank you, Sister Shonda. It's very good to hear your voice and your wisdom as usual. This here, Cole, you hit on something. You said they're not saying meta-universe. They said metaverse, right?
Right.
So it's a compound word. Meta means dead, okay? It means dead. Verse means sign. Oat, aya. A sign is something you can see. So they're setting you up, getting you to your special powers you already have, the special substances that went into making us what we are, to now altering it. And they talked about titanium in the candy.
Right.
Titanium in the candy, pastries and other things that kids have eaten up is designed to destroy or dismantle as much of your DNA as possible. So with the sun kicking out the proton energy, which means what? If you're getting protons, what's a proton outside of an atom doing outside the atom in the first place? And how does it help you to put you back together? And whatever atoms, and mind you, don't chisel us in stone. It's just kind of biochemistry to an extent, which, again, is atoms. Whatever is deficient within your own individual atoms within yourself, and injecting a proton back into the scene is going to fix and help heal what you got going on without dismantling your atoms that causes you to be and exist in this realm. How about that?
You know, they were
so
talking
they
about
need
the thing,
to,
vaping,
they need to get you.
Vaping going on, how much metal is in the vaping, you know. But I don't want to get too much far away, because what my fear factor is that I'm looking at is the danger of the metaverse is worse than social media, because then now they're able to take this thing and shape your perspective and idea, even to come down to selecting a political component or political situation. Like we're doing now with the elections, right? They can make you vote a certain way. They can make you think a certain way. See a thing. They're taking and giving you images, and they're shaping your thoughts through this imagery that they got out there now, even though it's not real. We know they were cloning a long time ago. So these clones now are being, interfaced into society, whereas you don't know what it is. You're looking at the person. That is not the person. Big Greg says it's two Donald Trumps. It's two.
Right. But not just that, they also have us eating clone meat. And the FDA, a month or so ago, just approved that. It says it's okay. You can now eat. So something is definitely, because it's cloned, it's missing something. Yeah,
that's
it's running
right
around,
here.
It's breathing, it's doing all these things, but it doesn't have a soul. And the answer is no.
Brother Drew, is anybody else on the line before we get out? I hope we can get back and do a part two of it, because we are not near about touching the surface. We just not at all.
Because
this thing is deeper than we think it is. Brother Drew, is there anybody else on the line, Brother Drew?
Anybody else want to get in? Press 1 on your phone, and we'll get you in with us. So far, not Brother Carhill.
All right, brother Maher.
Yes, sir.
I'm sitting there now. I'm looking at things. My things. I'm looking at how we have digressed from our celestial being that we came to the world as. How far we have fallen. Another thing I want to bring out to people. They put us in this matrix through what they call. And check this out. the very thing you use to chart your daily life, your calendar and your clock, it is artificial. Mm-hmm. The Gregorian calendar and time system is an artificial time matrix. It formed the global matrix, and went from the dianosphere to the biosphere to the technosphere. We're going now from the technosphere to the metaverse sphere, another realm, and it's lower. Watch this. It's lower than the third dimension. It ain't higher. It's lower because it can't carry you higher. The chaos, you can move back to yourself. This is a lower vibration. And by lowering the vibration, it also changes reality. One thing Tesla was working with, when Tesla was dealing with frequency, he said by lowering the vibration, you alter the frequency and the power of the earth. You can actually explode it. Lower and actually explode. Can you imagine that?
Right. So we now, here's the thing.
The higher vibration, we're getting a lower vibration, which makes us less human and more synthetic.
Now, check this out. So back to the word, so the listening audience know, just before we sign off, metaverse is, it's two words put together.
Mm-hmm.
Meta means dead, D-E-A-D. Verse represents a sign that you can see. And the sign that they're presenting to you is what they have to offer. So they're loosely putting it back together to say, universe of zombies. How about this? A sure sign of death. We could twist that English around because it's English.
Is Red Bull,
somebody
can I
said
still
something.
Be heard?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this is Red Bull. Can you still hear me?
Yeah,
I hear you clear.
When you were speaking, you talked about the talents that each and every individual have. Now we got to look at this. Let's dissect this word real quick. Remember back in the day, a talent, you understand, is not exactly what you did that people thought was amazing. It was called, that was money back in the day.
Yes.
So you can use your talent to make money or your talent to make talents. You follow me?
Correct.
Well, when you're dealing with this metaverse, that right there, that puts you in a computer mind where they control all the images. Therefore, you don't have room for your talent. You follow me?
Correct. And that is a true form of enslavement. Because now you work and you make this machine greater and continue to make it greater, but it doesn't pay you anything back. That's the definition of slavery.
So the young lady was point on when she said it controls every aspect, even your thoughts, because it takes you out of your talent.
That's right. And she was from India or Sri Lanka somewhere. So they're dealing with esoteric knowledge embedded in their culture in the first place. This is why you can have a conversation with somebody like that.
There you go.
And this is why they do well in computer science and engineering and development.
Brother Drew, our host, but if there's any way possible, we might want to do a part two, if it's okay with you. We want to go a little bit deeper and show them there are 22 portals around the earth, and we're getting downloads now to try to help us to save ourselves. But if we keep ignoring our ancestors who try to communicate with us how to unplug from this thing, because you got to walk two sides of the road in order to survive. You got to be able to plug in to have a thing and unplug to save your authentic self. There's an artificial you and the authentic you. Your authentic celestial being versus your artificial being, you know.
Correct.
Once you create your avatar, you got to be able to unplug your avatar. It's like any robot. You got to be able to cut it on and cut it off.
Yep. Well, I've enjoyed this program today immensely.
Brother Maher, you got it.
No, I was just saying I've enjoyed this program immensely. So go ahead, Cohen, close us out, please.
Brother Drew, there's nobody else on the line. We've got about a few seconds left.
Anybody
I
else?
I missed my friend, Brother DeWar, but anyway, if you know any way you can post this thing on the page, Brother Mihail, we'd appreciate it. That those
we're going to do a part two.
All right, and we'll do that, and we'll take it to the next level. I've enjoyed sharing the information and being on the show. Brother Drew, I want to thank Brother Drew and Brother DeWar for letting us do this, Brother Mihail, for working with me on this, because I know this has been your thing for a lot, for many, many, many years, way back in the day. We ain't just started this. We've been on this hard a long time. But now it has come to manifestation that we need to know who we are versus who we think we are. That might not be proper English, but anyway. You can close us out now, Brother Drew.
All right, y'all. We thank everybody for chiming in with us, and we'll be on again next week with part two. Hey, we say Yah Shalom. Peace.